Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. We got the full team in the building. C-Dub, Bobby in the building. We rocking it hard out here, man. Listen, we're about to get into some topics today. We're going to talk about Bleacher Report ranking the Bears the third worst defense in the NFL. We'll also be talking about Darnell Mooney. Listen, he was on Red Line Radio, and there's still clips and things coming out from that. We'll also be talking about Terry McLaurin reaching a extension with the Washington Commanders. And lastly, we'll be finishing the show on our predictions for the Chicago Bears season. We'll get into all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
All right. I don't know who this fool Ian Wharton is from Bleacher Report. No, but I understand it to a little degree. He ranked the Bears as having the third worst defense in the NFL in this upcoming season. Now, we did lose a lot of players on defense. Still don't know what's going on with Robert Quinn. I even dropped a thing in the last daily video like that, that the Bears defensive line is going to have a lot of questions without Robert Quinn being there. Maybe with even with Robert Quinn being on the defensive line, because usually he has a good season followed by a bad season. So we'll see what happens with that, even if he does come back. What do you guys think about Ian Wharton listing the Bears as potentially the third worst defense in the NFL in the upcoming season? What do you think?
You see, this is my problem with the national media. They like to look at a book. They'll read the introduction, but they won't read the damn book, so you don't know shit. So we feet down. We got our toes to the ground, baby. I don't think we're going to be like a number like 1 through 10 like defense early in the season now. And he's mainly pointing at the front seven. Yeah. I would say he's supremely underrated in that front seven. Gibson, he's going to surprise a lot of people next year. I think this guy, Mario Edwards, he's a little bit of a head case. He'll do two spectacular plays, then he'll go and punch somebody in the face. That's his problem. He got to get his mind right. He's an awesome player. Got to get his mind right. Those two linebackers, Matt Adams and who's the other guy?
Roquan?
No, we know Roquan Smith.
Nicholas Morrow.
Nicholas Morrow.
Morrow, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't nothing but speed and tackling ability. And we know what Jaquan do, so we ain't even gotta talk about that. Severely underrated, baby. They see, don't listen to these national media people. They just trying to get the deadlines over with. Go ahead, nephew.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, first and foremost, I'm gonna just say this, like I said in the last video, we want all the smoke. We want all the smoke.
All
so
of
keep
it.
Coming with it. Keep saying we're gonna be at the bottom. Keep saying we ain't gonna be this. We ain't gonna be that. I'm all for it, cause once. I ain't gonna do a Draymond Green till I just start shitting on their body, but it's gonna be real close, you know what I'm saying? but I think that if we look at last year was a disappointment in my opinion. We had Khalil Mack go down, we had Akeem Hicks go down, we had an underperforming secondary, and I believe with the new system coming in with Eberflus, it's gonna be a lot of changes. I believe we're gonna be in the middle of the pack. You know what I'm saying? Not a top 10, but right outside of that, simply because Eberflus brought over people who knows his defense, and that brings continuity, and those guys that he brought over are veteran leaders. So we talk about Justin Jones, Alquandon Muhammad, and then at the linebacker spot, C-Dub mentioned it, we got Nicholas Morrow, and then we got a star in Roquan Smith. And then when it comes to more leadership and veteran leadership and presence, we got Eddie Jackson, who needs to show the hell up. And then we got Jalen Johnson, who Cooper Kupp said was the most difficult, well, one of the most difficult DBs he faced last year. Please tell me, ladies and gentlemen, if you watching, it's going to be, if you coming at our defensive backfield, you can't get no worse than Tashawn Gibson and Kendall Vildor. You can't get no worse than that, damn it. You can't get no worse than that. Akeem Hicks wasn't even in the lineup majority of the season. And then Eddie Goldman took a year off for COVID for personal reasons. We respect it, but he took a year off and he came back. He was not even a damn same. And then we had an aged Danny Trevathan, who basically lost his spot to somebody who they gave a one-year deal to. And then last point, y'all saying that the Bears gonna be, you know what I'm saying, at the bottom. So that means that the Bears are gonna drop down in every statistical category. So that means they're gonna drop down to from 22nd to 23rd points, 26th to 27th in turnovers forced, and 29th going down to 29th in interceptions. Come on, y'all. Look, I just want all the smoke. I'm ready. I'm gonna just be ready. That's all I'm gonna say.
Like I've said before, all this hate, everything being thrown towards the Bears' way. I need every day they could just have a different quote that they just put on in the damn stadium as people are coming in to just for motivation, because there's been a lot thrown the Bears way the last month, bro. A lot. Pro Football Focus hates us.
Yes.
Apparently, Bleacher Report, a couple of writers got some stuff against us there. Like, I feel like every time Pro Football Focus comes out with a list, it's like, how low can we put the Bears this time? What can we do? But listen, we got a young secondary, right? Our secondary is super young. Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, Tavon Young, Brisker, who we already like. Their secondary is gonna be very, very young. But listen, they're gonna do their thing, man. Now that defensive line without Roquan Smith being there, I'm sorry, without Robert Quinn being there, we still got a hell of a player in Roquan Smith being that's listed there. And they're gonna, I think, listen, I'm not saying that they're gonna be top of the league or anything. I'm not saying anything crazy like that. But what I am saying is that don't be surprised if some of these young guys play much. I'm telling y'all. And then the defensive line. I don't know about y'all. Like I said, I sometimes can drink the Kool-Aid a little bit sometimes myself. But I think Justin Jones is going to have a good season. I think Travis Gibson's going to have a good season. Tonga, that dude's just big, man. Tonga's just a big dude. He's just big dude, bro. That's a big
sandwich.
Man, listen. Now he even had plenty of sandwiches, but you know, I don't think they're going to be the third worst in the NFL, though. Especially if you got a defensive-minded head coach on top of that. Come on, man.
Yeah, I just think that was a lazy post by this guy. Just look at our secondary. Look at that young talent, dude. That has to be the most talented young core group, four group in the NFL. I'll just say it right there. Those four players in the defensive backfield. Young and talented. A lot of teams that want them
Eddie
players
Jackson,
on their team.
Jaquan Brisker. That's going to be dangerous right there. Jalen Johnson, yes. Tyler Gordon. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah. Listen, we just got to see it, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. I give it to week three, week four, and they're going to hit the ground running after that.
All right. We're going to hold you to that.
We're going to see, baby.
Moving right along. Darnell Mooney was on Redline Radio. He's already talked about like the difference between nagging Eberflus, calling it night and day. He talked about the changes, how the atmosphere is smooth, talked about the how much better the culture is here. And just saying that they're better prepared. Like that's basically what it boils down to, man. But Darnell Mooney talking so much about how much better it is right now. Now, hopefully it stays this way. But we've already talked about the culture changing and everything like this. How much better did this make you feel, if you even needed it, just about how this offseason has gone so far between Chicago Bulls, between OTAs and mini camps? It really does seem like they've used this as a way to really cleanse the palate for Matt Nagy and really build these guys back up so that when training camp opens and the preseason starts, they're going to be really uplifted. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to be ready to prove themselves. And all that disappointment from last season has kind of been washed away is what I'm feeling from it. What do you guys think?
I feel like they all feel rejuvenated. They got rid of this monkey off their back, this big dumbass gorilla monkey on their back. And now everybody's ready to go in and start this new journey. But I do got one thing to say. Mooney said that Eberflus was a chill coach. I'm going to say, that's for right now, Chief. Let's get to the season and people start effing up. We're going to see a different coach, because what I seen from last year from Eberflus, he wasn't a chill coach. But they definitely happy that they got a new – they got structure in this team now.
Oh, that's
they
were a saying, great word.
They said, Nagy, they had no idea what was going to happen from day to day.
Because he was playing in NBA, I mean, sorry, he was playing Madden out there. That's what it was. Like, I guarantee you, he had a little side TV where he would be like, ask Madden.
Like, bro, so I'm happy for these guys, but it ain't going to be as easy. It's all peaches and cream now, but just don't think it's just going to be that easy all the way through, baby.
All right, Bobby.
I'm with you on that. I definitely feel like there's a structure being put in place. Well, I told y'all when we first started this show and doing our thing, the one thing that the Chicago Bears lacked was discipline. There's no damn way. Again, you got a damn guy that's coming in off the bench and this man celebrating for 4 or 5 seconds just because he got a sack. We understand he made a big play, but God damn, 45 seconds, he didn't even take 15 minutes of fame. He times that by 3, God damn. But at the same time, I love to hear it. One of the things that stuck out to me is when Darnell Mooney basically said that that Cleveland game, when he put Justin Fields out there, he never could have imagined that. He's never seen that in his life. And believe it, brother, we ain't never seen it either. But with Joe and his sun visor and his Madden controller on the side, God damn, we couldn't put it by him, bro. And, I believe that Eberflus going to do his thing. He going to have that struggle. Yeah, he going to be chill, but you could be a chill leader and still have expectations. And then you ramp that shit up when your troops start acting crazy. And y'all should feel that because I had to ham somebody up today.
Look at this, man. What the hell? All right, Sergeant.
Listen, is there any way that we can get Matt Nagy and Jim Boylan together in one room, right? And then we blow that fucking room up. Like, that's what needs to happen. Just set the room on fire. Whole thing.
Will they be able to open the door to get in the room? They won't be able to open the door. Can they use a doorknob? What the fuck?
Boy, man, it's like somebody cloned one or the other, and then was like, "Hey, but we're gonna change it a little bit. You're gonna coach football instead of basketball."
Oh, hell no, they switched.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, that shit is crazy. These motherfuckers single-handedly destroyed Chicago sports for a few.
Man, bro, that's crazy.
Come on, bro.
Man, they put a hit out on Justin Fields in the Cleveland game. I don't know who did that.
Oh, man, that is funny. All right, let's get into the. We got two more topics before we go. Washington Commanders have officially got Terry McLaurin on a extension. Now, the only reason I'm bringing this up, this is a Bears channel, because a lot of Bears fans were targeting and saying that the Bears should consider going after him. So he got a 3-year extension worth up to $71 million and a $28 million signing bonus. Listen, there was no way in hell the Bears are giving him that.
No way.
Ryan Pace
ain't
going.
No effing way. Listen. Hey, man, I'm happy for the brother, man.
Oh, yeah. He deserves, and that's not to say that he didn't. He deserves every bit of that money.
Yes,
it's just absolutely. That Ryan Poles is literally looking at his checks and balances and is like, no, I ain't got it.
I ain't got it.
I don't even think he went that far.
Hey, Darnell Mooney, man, it's starting to look more and more like you gonna be that number one dude. You gonna have your chance,
he's gonna be
big
the
guy.
One this season, he's gonna have the chance to prove it. Now they may go out chance. In the draft and get another number one or something like that. But Darnell Mooney's gonna have every opportunity to show that he is a number one. And I'm telling you right now, listen, Bears fans, I know there's going to be a lot of them that talk about it all season long.
Listen to him.
Ryan Poles is not spending any goddamn money. It's not happening. He's going to spend a lot of it next season. But if y'all looking for him to spend it this season, you just setting yourself up for failure, because that man is not spending any money.
We told 56 man. Million in dead cap. So he paying people that ain't even on his team.
Ain't even on the roster. On other teams. Right?
He's smart.
I might as well just be patient. Be patient, ladies and gentlemen.
He got a plan. Come on, Ryan. We with you, man, till you F up, bro. We with you. Y'all told you what it's going to be. You going to be a
Ryan
genius.
Poles
or you going to
be the only person who literally squares a penny out of another penny. But no, I say that in fun, but I understand Ryan. Seriously, all jokes aside, I understand his methodology with the finances and planning for next year. I understand all of it. It's just easy to make fun of because, listen, that man ain't spending not a lick of
money. Man, that Mark keeping that for money real, close bro. To vest.
He
baby.
Ain't
we
playing, but he said, hey, listen, nothing. You want to come?
This,
prove it. That's
going to be somebody who's like,
come,
hey, man, can
prove.
I get a little signing bonus? He's going to look and be like,
nah. I'll sign your jersey, motherfucker.
How about I take you to Portillo's? How about that? How about I take you to Portillo's? Does that work for you? It's on me. Don't even worry about it.
For real, man. For real. We'd be lucky to have gold. Poles fucking with Ryan Poles, boy.
That's hilarious, bro. That's hilarious. But T-Dub, man, before we go today, that's so funny that a Terry McLaurin topic turned into that. But that is why we do what we do. T-Dub, man, you got a topic that you wanted to bring up today with our predictions, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you present it, brother.
Hey, guys. I was thinking, like, everybody's against our back. What we think is going to happen in the future with the Chicago Bears in this upcoming season? So I'm going to ask my fellow co-host to give me two. I'm going to start it off. The Chicago Bears will win both games against Green Bay Packers. Both.
Boy, you see how big both. This cup is? Do you see? Look at this cup, ladies and gentlemen.
My word, it's over with for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers ain't got receivers.
Y'all see how I'm riding with my squad.
One more. All
right, usually I can ride with you, brother.
One more.
I'm gonna ride with you. I'm gonna ride with you regardless because you're my dog. But that is a hell of a prediction, brother. That is a hell of a prediction.
Listen, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen eventually. Why not
your mouth
now?
To God's ears, brother. Like, yeah. Wow.
Second. Listen. Second. This is the last one. Justin Fields, stat line. 2,800 yards. 32 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 8 running touchdowns. Mark it down. Lock it down. How many rushing yards? Let's give him about 700 to 800. Give him 750.
Yeah.
750.
That's a Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl season. That's why I said it. Pro Bowl season.
Damn. Those are some predictions, brother.
Let's go.
And you put me on the spot.
Hyperbole. Go ahead.
Like a motherfucker.
Jesus.
I got one. I got two, actually. The first one is Justin Field. When he go against Mac Jones and Zach Wilson, he'll beat both second-year quarterbacks in his draft class. That's the first one.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going against Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. I'm going to say Jay Fields beat both of them because a lot of teams got him losing to the Patriots. I initially did, but I must flip my pick before we even get started. Mm. Next year, and then the second one, Darnell Mooney makes the Pro Bowl.
It'll have to happen with my prediction, though. You
feel me? So I'm going to go with it. Goddamn. So you better hope prediction. This boy do well.
David Montgomery has a 1,300 rushing yard season.
Okay.
Okay.
With 10 touchdowns.
Okay.
That's one of my predictions there. Next prediction. Velus Jones has over 700 yards receiving in his rookie year.
That means he balling.
As much as I love Byron Pringle and I believe in him too, I think Velus Jones is going to show and prove that he's going to be a Chicago Bears wide receiver for a long time in his rookie season.
Ooh,
definitely.
Let me ask you. So you think he'll overtake that second slot, huh? Number two?
I think so, bro. I think when you look at look at his size, look at his quickness. I love Byron Pringle. This is not to shit on Byron Pringle at all because I think he's going to have a heck of a season as well. But I think that teams early on are going to be able, maybe throughout the whole season, going to be able to focus in on Darnell Mooney so much, they're going to forget about this quick, big wide receiver, rookie wide receiver that we got over here. And I think he's going to become, not to say that Darnell Mooney isn't still going to be Justin Fields' favorite target, but I think Velus Jones is going to he's going to have words with a couple of people this season.
Okay. And I like his game. I think it's similar to Deebo Samuel. You agree with that?
You know, well, you weren't on the episode. That was just me and Bobby. I'm comparing Velus Jones to Knox. To
Johnny Knox, see, Doug.
Johnny Knox. Knox. Okay. I remember Johnny Knox. He broke his leg or something.
I remember him. Right? He got a neck injury?
Yeah. I think he broke his leg like in a game and he was done. It was his neck? Oh, okay.
It was his neck. He was never the same after that. But yeah, I mean, when you look at their makeup, both 6 feet. Velus Jones, 200 pounds. Johnny Knox was 185 pounds. Both quick. Both came in with not like Johnny. Nobody expected Johnny Knox to turn into what he turned into. It sucks that his career went the way that he did. But I really do think Bears fans were kind of down on Velus Jones and him being picked where he was. I'm telling y'all right now, don't be surprised if by the end of the season we all like, hey man, listen. Hey, y'all got some more of that Velus Jones, man? Don't be surprised. That's all I'm saying, fam. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, can I get one more question before we go? Hey, This is an important question. How many times does Justin Fields get sacked this year? This is very important. Bro,
unfortunately, there's the offensive line is not tested enough for me to see to where I'm willing to say that he's not going to still get sacked. How many times did he get sacked last season? Anybody know?
Was it 30 something? 36?
Nah, I think it was more than that.
I think it was like 36.
We're going to have to get the receipts.
I don't think he get more than last year.
How?
He was sacked 36 times.
36 times, yeah.
I'm going to say Justin Fields is sacked 25 times this season.
That's fair.
And that's just because I haven't seen this offense. Like, there's three rookies who may be starting in this offensive line. So I think we're going to have a better offensive system. I think we're going to have a system that's made to get the ball. He's going to have better options to get the ball out of his hands quick if the play does break down. I think he's also going to be a smarter quarterback this season. So I'm willing to say all those things combined, even with the questions on the offensive line, 25 sacks. Justin Fields.
I say he get less than last year's total. If he does get more, it's going to be because he's holding on to the ball.
I don't expect that, though, big dog. I'm going to go with y'all. I like 25.
You never know.
I think he's going to be great this year. Just watch, guys.
Let's hope.
Just watch.
Let's hope. Listen, if your prediction comes true, if both of your predictions come true, I'm going to be a drunk-ass dude on one of
these. Me too!
Beat Green Bay.
If we beat those cheesehead motherfuckers both times this season, you can take this. Remember this, listeners. Remember this right now. If we beat Green Bay both times this season, one of the not the 750s, but the little bottle of tequila, the ones about this big, about that big.
Not the pint.
I'm taking the whole bottle to the head when we end the live stream.
The
whole bottle to the head when we end the live stream.
Wait, hold on. I'm worried about my homie right here. Hold on. Don't do that. Tell him don't do it.
The whole bottle to the head on the live stream. I'm going to do it.
So that's week 14 on the second match, right?
But this means that I'm not waking up until Tuesday morning, but still it'll be worth it.
Okay, there you go. At least you know the consequences. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, while the game ended, he gonna be texting them people like, "Yeah, I ain't coming in, goddamn."
Exactly. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna tell them before if we beat Green Bay the first game, when the second game starts the day before, I'm gonna text and be like, "Look, there's a high probability I may not be in." I'll check back in with you in a couple of hours after this game.
For real.
I'm right with you. Let's do it, baby.
Man. Listen, fam.
Shock the world, Jay Fields. Come on, baby.
Let's do it. But anything left? If nothing, Bobby, you know what to do.
Hey, Hayes, I know we talked about it offline, but before I go, you gotta go. We finna talk about this young giveaway. Get the people the requirements of what we're about to give.
I almost forgot. I was like, what is this young man talking about? I was lost there for a second. So as you guys know, we have been releasing daily episodes. We've been bringing the channel along over the last couple of months. We have a goal. We've set a goal. And if we hit that goal, we're going to be – one of you guys are going to benefit off our setting that goal. So as of right now, we are at 1,479 subscribers on the YouTube channel. We want to get that up to 2,000 before the season starts. So that means – right, we said before the season or before preseason? Before the actual season, right?
The actual season.
So before game one. Week one of the NFL season, if we are at 2,000 subscribers, we're going to be giving away a Justin Fields jersey to one of you lucky viewers. So there you go.
Hey, y'all. You're welcome. God dang
it. You're welcome.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome in advance to that lucky lady. To that lucky lady or gentleman, but you gotta be a subscriber first. So don't be trying to come get nothing free if you ain't subscribed to the channel, goddamn.
For real.
But y'all know what to do, man. If y'all want more content from me and C-Dub, go ahead and go jump over to Shot Bulls podcast. What we doing, breaking down free agency kicking off is busting. A lot of news out there. And then if y'all want more content from Hayes, check my boy out at CEO Hayes and host of Chicago Bulls Central, where he killing this goddamn game, doing his thing. And then y'all already know he about to give y'all the collective. So let's collectively charge in the right.
You guys can follow us collectively at Shy Bear Central on every social media platform. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, chicagobearcentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text and our voicemail, which we actually did get one. So we'll
hey, somebody listen to me.
Exactly. Come on, 773-270-2799. Thank you for tuning in to Chicago Bears Central. Bear down. We'll see you lovely, beautiful people tomorrow. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.